Now, the most live local talk with Melody Burns.
Hey, Saturday afternoon, 106. How are you? It's a beautiful day out there. It's like summer has arrived, maybe. I'm not quite sure, but I think maybe. Lots of things to do today. It is Saturday, so that means we go through what happened through the course of the week. We're going to have a conversation about all kinds of things. You dictate pretty much the direction that we go in. Remember the phone number, 476-1300. Here's what I have on the docket. I'm going to talk to you about the Gitmo trial, 9/11. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk a little bit about torture. The presidential election, the whole campaign, what's going on. The expense of a trip, such as the expense to come here to the Capital District, is it worth it? We're going to talk about taxes. There is the beer tax that was added this week. What more taxes do we have? After 3 o'clock, we do the Heroes Report. I'm going to do a conversation about some of our soldiers, who they are. Are they too young? Is it a whole new breed of soldiers? That's after 3 o'clock. This date in history, 5561, might mean something to a few of you. We'll talk about that. And I have a small business owner in the studio with me today. 11 years old, owns her own business. She's been out there working hard. Unbelievable. I'm thrilled to death to have her. It's Anna Williams. She's a woman who had an idea, ran with it. I think she drove her parents crazy first. We'll get to that also. But now she has her own business, and she is doing just great, and we're going to talk about that. I'm going to ask her some questions, and see what she thinks about being a business owner, and maybe you can help her succeed in business because it is important. All of this and more, remember, it's 476-1300. Guess what? I have to tell you that EJ is back. I know everybody was worried. I've been harassed all week, EJ, because you weren't here. They thought that I dumped another producer.
Why would they harass you for it?
Because they thought I went through another producer. Yeah, right. Okay, the game is on. I got to get EJ to change the game so I can watch hockey also. NBC, I think, is carrying at 13. And so we'll watch that while we do this. But let me get this started with the day. Let me talk to Anna Williams. She's my guest. She is an 11-year-old business owner in the Capital District. Anna, you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, get as close as you can to the mic because you're very soft-spoken. All right, let's talk about your company. It's Penn's Inc., and you do have a website.
Yes, I do.
We want to make sure everybody knows that so they can go there while we're talking. It's pennsinc.com. You can go and look at what she does. Tell us about your business, first of all.
Well, I sell custom handmade pens and lots of other products. I make them on a lathe, and it's very fun.
Okay. What happened was you saw this when you were 8 years old.
Yes.
Okay. And you thought, well, if someone else can do this, I can do this too.
Definitely.
And she drove her parents nuts. We'll get to that. Of course, she says. Very yes. Determined young lady. Finally, you convinced your dad that and your mom that you were going to do this. And you were 10 at the time, right?
Yes, I was.
Okay. So you decided that this was going to be a good business. Did you think you were going to make millions at it?
Well, not at the time. I kind of didn't know it would become like a business. I kind of just wanted to make pens, you know, just for fun. And then friends and family kind of liked them, and they were willing to pay for them. So I was like, what? So then, you know, I got all my papers, and I have next thing I knew, I had a business. So, yeah.
Here you are. And it's funny, when I was talking to Anna, her dad, Mike, off air before we come on, and we're talking about paying taxes. She's now a taxpayer at 11 years old.
Yes, I am.
And how does that feel?
It's interesting because I'm 11 years old, not like, you know,
like older. Old, like 30 or something.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I love that. Dad Mike's with me. Hey, Mike, let's talk about your daughter, the entrepreneur. What's it like to have a daughter who's an entrepreneur?
Well, definitely it is interesting. As Anna said, you know, this is something that started really what we thought was going to be a hobby, and it just kind of really almost kind of blew out of proportion. And every time I turn around, she was like, you know, I need more pen kits. I need more pen kits. And I'm like, well, what are you doing with all of these? And we started keeping track, like, wow, you sold a lot of pens. And, you know, and that's when my wife and I told her, it's like, look, if you're going to do this, you got to do it the right way. And, you know, you've got to be legitimate and you know, pay your taxes and everything. And, you know, and then that way you can be more open about what you're doing and everything and be proud of it and not feel like you're kind of hiding or not
right.
paying your taxes. So
that's, at 11 years old, though, I mean, this is a big deal. You're a business owner. What do your friends think of you as a business owner? I mean, you're the only one in the class, I'm sure, right?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, a lot of my friends are really supportive. Some make comments, but, you know, I think they're really happy for me, and I'm really glad about that.
Now, she brought a case of her pens with her that I've looked at. They are stunning. I'm going to tell you that. They're beautiful. Talk about some of the material of the pens so people understand what they are, what we're talking about when we talk about pens.
Okay, well, I have three materials I make pens out of so far. I make acrylic pens, wood pens, and stone pens.
Okay, and how do you make them?
Well, they come in a block, and my dad cuts them on a table saw and then drills a hole down the middle on a drill press, and I'm not allowed to use those, and even if I could, I would refuse. So then I put them on a lathe, and I use chisels, which is a sharp tool, and I cut them down, I sand them, and put them together, and I have a pen.
And so you have some stock models, but people can order custom, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So if they want a custom order, they're going to either send you an email or click on your website. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Well, on my website, there's a contact me page, and you just send an email of what you would like. There's like a code or like a number, so I know what I have to make for you. And depending on when you want it, I can make it for you the next day or the next couple of weeks, whenever you want it.
You know what? And the reason I ask that is because Mother's Day is next week.
It is, yes.
Yeah, and then Father's Day isn't too far behind. So, mm-hmm. You know, looking at the pens that you had in there, those would be great pens for Mother's Day.
Yes,
because
it
is a unique gift. It's not something you're going to buy at the store.
Yeah, it's really unique, and mm-hmm. I think it would be hard to forget who gave it to you.
Yeah, so. I think so, too. I mean, they're really nice. Now, do you put if somebody buys them, do you put them in a box and ship them in a box? How do you...
Well, I can bring it to you, or I could ship it to you, depending on where you are.
Uh-huh.
But I have plaques, like, that you can put on your box.
Okay.
You can engrave your mom's name.
Oh, nice.
So, on the pen or, you know, on the plaque. And yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. So it's pensinc.com.
Yes.
Yep. All right. What else do you want to tell us about being a business owner?
I don't know. I mean, I also am a competitive skater. So.
Oh, I didn't know that. Really?
Yes, I am. And, you know, juggling school, skating, and business.
How do you do all that?
It's hard. You have to be really organized. And uh-huh. That's not my, you know, strength.
Well, wait a minute. It must be because you're doing pretty well in your business.
Well, I am, but, you know, my dad definitely helps me a lot. Like, a lot.
A lot? That's good.
Because, you know, I try focusing on skating in school, and he does the organizing part, and I just make the pens. But my dad's a big part, and, you know, it's awesome.
Well, that's great, though, that he's pretty good. Yeah. He's helping you lay a foundation. What are you doing with the money?
Well, a lot of it we're still kind of...
You're saving or reinvesting?
Yeah, we're saving, and we're also like buying, you know, other stuff.
Yeah.
And kind of paying back what we did, you know, how we like bought all the stuff in the lathe and, you know.
Like a regular business.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's not like this is your lemonade stand money. I mean, you know about reinvesting into your company.
Yeah.
And so is Pens Inc. your company name?
Yes.
So when you filed your paperwork, do you have an LLC?
I don't think so. No.
It's a sole proprietorship.
It is? Okay. All right. So, and now you belong to some chambers. You joined a Chamber of Commerce?
Yes, I joined the Chamber of Commerce, and I wanted to shout out to Pete Bardunius, the president of the chamber. He's helped me.
Southern Saratoga.
Yeah, he's helped me a lot.
I bet you're his youngest member, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
11 years old. Have you been to a networking event yet?
Yes,
you did?
Yes, yes.
I just can't believe this. I'm 11 years old, and here you are. I mean, you have more ambition than most people in their mid-20s and 30s.
Thank you.
Yeah, you really do. What do you want? Do you want to go to college?
Of course.
Okay.
Yes, I want to go to college.
And what do you want to be when you go to college? What's your life's ambition?
I'm not really sure yet. Like, there's a lot of things I might want to do.
Well, what are you going to do if all of a sudden you have a pen company as big as, like, Parker Brothers?
I don't know. Probably fulfill it if it gets that big, but...
Then you'd sell it to somebody else?
Maybe.
Make millions of dollars.
Maybe.
Buy new skates or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have all these pens, but we have other things that you do too. Let's tell them about the other things that they can get.
Yes, I make pen and pencil sets. I make pens, pencils, bottle stoppers, purse hangers, ball divot repair tools for golfers, and cufflinks I ordered, but they're not in quite yet.
Mm-hmm. Which is good, though, because the cufflinks are great for Father's Day. So
yes,
you have
they
some
are.
Time on
yes.
that. Yeah. And the purse hangers, I saw them. They're pretty
yes,
nice.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, it's on the website, too, so they can get that. Can I hold you for a few minutes? Because I want to talk to your dad, but I need to take a break. I have to do this. We have to do some business. It is 1:17. I'm going to take a little break. If you want to talk to Anna and her dad, Mike, and ask them some questions, we're going to let you do that. It's 476-1300. I got to tell you, she is truly an amazing young woman. If we had more of these, you know what it's doing? It's giving me some faith that there is hope for this country. I'll be right back in a few minutes.
WSG.net, your web, IT, and marketing experts present Living Digital.
Do you dream of what would make a perfect app? How about an app for the perfect dream? British researchers have developed an app called Dream On, which they claim will play certain sounds 20 minutes before your alarm goes off. That's when most people dream, and the scientists say the sound should evoke visions in your dream. If the sound is of birds singing, birds, supposedly, will be in your dreams. Living Digital.
WSG.net helps Capital Region business live and thrive with everything digital. Let them help you. Dial 435-0682. Talk 1300 relies on WSG.net for our website, and your business should too. WSG.net for web design. WSG.net for internet marketing. WSG.net for IT consulting, network support, and web hosting. The digital experts. WSG.net. 435-0682. Don't wait. 435-0682.
If someone you love has heart problems, you send them to the cardiologist, right? If someone in your family is going to have a baby, they'll be visiting an obstetrician. It's no different when you have a loved one who's seriously ill, whose health is declining, and who isn't getting better. That's when you turn to the community hospice. The doctors, nurses, and support staff at community hospice are the experts who will work closely with your loved one's current doctors to make sure patients get top quality care wherever they're living. You see, hospice patients don't have to leave their homes to get expert care. Whether they live in their own home or apartment, or in a local nursing home or assisted living residence, community hospice goes to them. Get hospice involved sooner, not later. Ask your doctor, ask at the nursing home, or reach out to community hospice and call them directly. They can be reached toll-free at 1-800-678-0711. That's 1-800-678-0711. Or visit them on the web at communityhospice.org. That's communityhospice.org.
Hello, this is Bank. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. My wife and I just had a baby, and I need to cash in my CD early.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank
Please
you.
Note, early withdrawal penalties do apply. Fees are up to but not restricted to 50% of the CD's value. All withdrawals...
We're not sure what some banks mean when they say, how can I help you? At Ally Bank, we offer a no-penalty CD that lets you withdraw all your money after the first week of funding and keep the interest earned with no penalties. That's how Ally helps. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on jumbo six-packs of annuals, now just $4.88. A $3 savings and definitely more spring per dollar. Their bigger root systems grab hold and grow faster. Great for flower beds or large containers. And they'll accent your budget beautifully. Turn on the color and the compliments with jumbo six-packs of annuals, now just $4.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 9th, U.S. only. See store for details.
1:20, welcome back. I'm talking to Anna Williams and her dad, Mike, and we're talking about her company, Pens Inc. It's Inc. as in I-N-K, as in ink out of your pen.com. Mm-hmm. So you can go to her website and get more information. While we're off the air, she was telling me about some special requests that she's had and some of the exotic woods. Why don't you tell us some of that, Anna?
Well, I've had a order from India, and he asked for a teacher pen with nothing in the middle, so like none of the centerpiece bands.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad and I were pretty dumbfounded about that. So when we made the first one, it looked beautiful, and then there was a crack in it, so we couldn't sell it. So then we did another one, it cracked when we were pressing it together, and then the next one it cracked, and so we were like, oh my gosh, so this is gonna be the last one, because like this is just way too hard. And so finally we got it, and thankfully, he was happy for it with the pen, but It was a really tough order. It was an interesting order.
I just love this. I mean, 11 years old. I am dumbfounded, I'll use her term, but mm-hmm. just the fact that the way you're talking about business and you know, what you're doing, and talk to us about your exotic wood so people understand that it's not like you went out and grabbed the 2x4 from Lowe's, but you're doing some great wood.
Yes, we have George Washington wood, and he planted 13 cherry trees for the 13 original colonies, mm-hmm. and so we have one. And that is very special, and it's like the last one, I think. And so
so somebody can call and order a pen made out of that.
Yes. But it's expensive. Yeah. It's very expensive.
Yeah, that is an expensive pen. And actually, that's an interesting situation. She was able to, she had to show proof of her work or the quality of her work, mm-hmm. and is actually under contract. To be able to make these presidential pens.
Oh, wow.
But she's also very limited on, on her website, she can't provide, like, full disclosure of all the information. It's, mm-hmm. it's, I don't know why they're so secretive about it, but but she does have actually one piece of George Washington, the wood from this tree that actually had to be taken down, and it was the last of the trees in Virginia. That was taken down, and so under contract, she's actually able to make fountain pens with those, and that's the only she's also, they dictate what you can make with it as well. It's got to be a very high quality, okay. high-end pen, and she also is dictated as to how much she can charge for that pen as well.
Wow. So, but that's regulations.
Yes.
Yeah. Welcome to the world of regulations, yeah. Okay, so you want to talk about your average prices? So if somebody needs to know, they're thinking about getting a pen, your price is probably, what's your range, your price range?
Okay, so my lowest price for a slimline pen is $32. Mm-hmm. And my highest is, I think for the, I'm not sure which pen it's for, but I think it's like $325,
okay.
somewhere around there. That's mm-hmm. my highest pen, so.
Well, that's pretty good. You have a nice range in there.
Yes, I do.
But this isn't a pen you're going to leave in the shopping cart when you go shopping.
No.
No. All right. It is a very nice pen. You're right. Okay, Mike, how do you deal with this, with your daughter being quite the entrepreneur at this age?
Well, it is a challenge. I mean, again, she still is 11 years old, uh-huh. and I think there's times where probably both my wife and I kind of forget that she's 11.
I could see
because,
why.
Because, you know, well, we take this seriously, sure. as well. She makes these commitments, and these orders come in, and, you know, people want their orders. And, mm-hmm. and so, that, you know, as a typical kid at 11, there's times where we have to yeah, really right. kind of, you know, urge her to go do what she needs to do, because, you know, she might have homework, she's got to go to dance class, she has ice skating lessons, mm-hmm. she's got a competition coming up, she's got 7 pen orders to fill, and she's watching TV, you know, and it's like, you know, and then at the same time, we're like, well, she's still a kid too, and
yeah.
so you're trying to kind of find that balance. I mean, she does pretty well. But as she says, you know, she says organization's not my strength, but that's something I think that's built over time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, but it's fun. It's really exciting. And it's kind of a joke with some of the business people that she's been working with now for a while, where everybody knows Anna, and I'm known as Anna's dad.
Anna's dad. So. Yeah, I'm sure. Who's that guy? That's Anna's
that's
dad.
That's right. So.
Yeah. We want to let you know that not only can you buy it for an individual, but it would be a great piece if you're, you know, you're a commercial business yourself and you give away promo items, or you want to do something like a real estate agent or, you know, somebody like that. You want to leave that behind. How about a nice politician? Hmm. You know, maybe they want to give out some nice pens in their
yeah.
campaign to like the people that work for them. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
It's a political year.
Yeah. My dad and I also talk about like realtors.
Yeah.
And, they give out, you know, gifts for,
sure.
you know, a thank you. And what they'll give is maybe a fruit basket and a bottle of wine. And so, you know, all right, so what?
Yeah.
And so, like, it'll just get eaten or drinking, and, you know, we forget about it, and we don't really care or know who gave it to us. So my pens or any of my products could definitely be special because it's unique, and it's really special, so you're not going to forget
mm-hmm.
who gave it to you.
Well, you know, EJ just sent me a note. He says you should give one of the George Washington pens to the president when he comes here on Tuesday. If you contact one of the congressmen, maybe they could arrange that for you.
Oh, my gosh.
Or maybe the mayor, if you contact Jerry Jennings. Maybe Jerry would, you know, make sure that you give one, because I mean, he's all up talking about the economy and job creation, and look what you're doing. What do you think about that?
That would be very, very cool.
Okay. Hey, you have a phone call. You ready to take a phone call?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to talk to Chris in Albany. Hey, Chris.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Well, I'm just so enthralled with this child.
I know.
And I just wonder if she has nothing else to do for the rest of the day or maybe tomorrow, perhaps she and her dad could go downtown Albany, set up a little table by the occupiers, and teach them all how to hire themselves.
Job creators, right?
Find themselves something they're passionate about. Just find themselves something they love to do and figure out how to make money to do it, just like she's doing.
I mean, can you imagine at 11 years old?
Yeah.
I have to tell you, Chris, I don't think I was even thinking about business at 11 years old.
Well, no, but I think that there's a bunch of people downtown who should be at triple that, so... Have her go down and set up, and maybe she can charge them a little bit for her information and make a little bit on the side that way.
There you go. All right, thanks, Chris. All right, let's talk to Tim in Gilgalan. Tim has a question for you. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Mel. Good to talk to you. I thought you made a really good suggestion, and first of all, Anna, congratulations, and Mike, it's great. It's very exciting. When I was 11 years old, I was watching television playing baseball.
Thank you.
But it actually is not a bad suggestion at all that Obama would go for this,
mm-hmm.
and that because, you know, a young person getting started and taking initiative and trying to get things together, and also, as her dad said, trying to reconcile that with everything else, with mm-hmm. glasses and skating and homework and stuff like that. So, Anna, congratulations. I'm very excited for you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
okay.
Jim.
Bye.
Yep.
Bye.
Well, maybe what we'll do is find a way to get a hold of Jerry, Jerry Jennings, the mayor, because I'm sure he's going to be there, and maybe we'll make a connection so that you can do that. You can get a pen to him. What did you say?
Two callers.
You gotta love it. Okay, you need to give them your website again so that they can get a hold of you that way. So hopefully we can get some orders for you. And okay. Give them your website.
Okay, my website is www.pensinc.com, ink with a K.
Right, okay. And you had something you wanted to tell us. You're going to be in a magazine soon.
Yes, I am in Success Magazine right now. And I want to give a thanks to Success Magazine. That definitely helped with a lot of publicity, so yeah,
okay,
thank you.
Okay, 11 years old, and you're in a magazine. You have your own business. What is next?
Maybe
you could do motivational speaking classes. What do you think of that?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a really good speaker.
Okay, Dad's ready to beat me over the head. Don't give her anything else to do.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
I got to sleep sometime.
So. But I know that Pete Bardunius, the president of the Southern Chamber of Commerce, said that he might do a, quote, play date for the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the people, adults involved in the chamber who have kids would, like, I don't know, almost like maybe a board meeting or like a little talk thing. And I would be able to host it.
Oh, nice.
So, like, this is like really cool. So
it is cool. Yeah. Well, you're coming up in the world. Good. Well, we'll try and make a connection for you so that you can give the president a pen. We'll find a way to make that happen because I think that would be good.
Oh, yeah. And also, I emailed Adele. My dad and I emailed Adele, and we were trying to find out her favorite color so I can make her a pen. And I'm really excited about that.
She's a riot. All right, I got to go. Let me get the news at the bottom of the hour. Thanks, Anna, for coming in. And good luck to you.
Thank you.
And we'll try and send everybody to your site. And, you know, who knows? You'll be at $1 million by the end of the year. We'll be coming for you for donations or something.
That'll be the day.
Listen, you never know, my friend. You never know. All right, it's 1:30. I'm going to take the break. I'll be back.
All right, thank you.
WGDJ Rensselaer is Talk 1300. Paul Vandenberg Mornings.